Jim Modlin.
Yeah, I wasn't going to talk about yellowtails, but a couple of statements were made. And at 500 tons, Canada isn't going to trade a pound of yellowtails to us. That's just false. I mean, I've got 9 years of experience on TMGC to tell you that at 500 tons, they get 300. We're not getting any of it. You can't. I just feel bad that we would lead the industry down to think that, because that's not going to happen. They need it for their scallop fisheries and their bycatch fisheries, even if they don't have a directed fisheries. I can't remember, but I know at some years their scallop fisheries caught up to 300 tons of yellowtails. So they're not going to trade that. That's just not going to happen. The original idea of the trade was this year. When we were in trouble this year, they didn't have a directed fisheries, and the quota was high enough, so there might have been room for trade. But since then, they've started a directed fisheries. So that is just not going to happen at 500 tons. There will be no trade with Canada no matter what. We can't give them enough of anything. And, you know, just sitting here now, being on the TMGC all this time, originally we had 98% share of the yellowtail. That was our share at the very beginning. And that was because we always caught 98% of the yellowtail on Georgia's Bank. Since the surveys have been so screwed up, we continuously lose. And this is proof of it. We're continuously losing because over the past 9 years, as the TMGC is phased out of what used to be two survey-based indexes, in other words, that's how we get our share of the yellowtails, how we get our share of the cod, it's all based on the survey. And that's just another item that can prove to you that there's something wrong. And if they did one survey, no wonder. No wonder we're giving our share up. Now we're down to 30 or 40%? It's amazing. It's actually amazing that that's happened to us. We're getting 98 tons of codfish. You know, when we started, we were getting 70%, I believe, 60-something percent. Anyway, a lot more than we're getting now. And it's all based on the surveys. Now, something's going on. They're doing a heck of a lot better at catching fish on their side of the line than we are if we continuously lose ground. You know, this has to be corrected. You know, this survey stuff has to be fixed. And it can't wait. One other item about how much yellowtails has been caught year to date. Again, that's a false premise. People have been preserving their yellowtails. We haven't even gone. And we fish extensively for haddock on Georgia's Bank. That's what we were built on. That's what I started doing in 1978. I've been a haddock specialist ever since. We haven't gone to the southeast part hardly at all this year. If you looked at, you make the statement that we've only caught 200 tons so far. And if you looked at effort plots, who's gone there? Nobody's going there. They're not going there because they can't afford to fish with the best selective fishing gear there is, with the amount of yellowtails. So they're waiting. Everybody's trying to wait till we're sure the haddock are there, you know, which we don't know if they're there, but we used to get them in October. Now we've all held back, haven't gone there. So I just don't think that's a measurement that should be used. What this is showing is that catch shares work. You know, people are they're managing their portfolio as best they can, so they're holding back on yellowtails. Even as a bycatch, we need a bushel or a half a bushel, a tow with the cleanest gear. We're talking mesh sizes that are 15 feet long that we're catching a bushel or two bushel of yellowtail, a half a bushel of yellowtail. We have enough, and I've calculated it out. In the next year's allocation, we will have enough, if we can't increase access to haddock, to fish 1 month on Georgia's Bank with the most selective gear there. That's it. That's all the yellowtail our company's going to have. So this is it's a big item, and I just had to point out these things that are just, there's reasons for them, and we need to fix them. Thank you.